Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. County Council Maggie Fleming will officially announce her candidacy for the District Attorney's Office at an event outside of the County Courthouse on January 29th at 12:15 p.m. Fleming has worked as a prosecutor for more than 25 years, including a stint as Humboldt County's Deputy District Attorney. She has served as County Council since 2011. California Highway Patrol officers in Garberville responded to a report of a forklift accident at a scrap metal yard across from the CHP office on Thursday. Officers responded to the scene and learned that 61-year-old Redway resident John Schaffsman was driving his forklift when he traveled off a dirt road and down an embankment. Schaffsman sustained major injuries in the accident and had to be extricated from the wreckage. He was flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. The sheriff's office is handling the investigation. The fire season in Northern California and Southern Oregon began very early in 2013, and fire season has not closed since. Red flag warnings have been issued for the North Coast and Southwestern Oregon as dry conditions and a lack of precipitation, along with low humidity, have created severe fire danger. The warnings have been issued from Klamath Falls to the coast in Oregon and for areas of Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties. Areas in Six Rivers National Forest, Klamath National Forest, the Hoopa Reservation, and drainage areas along the Trinity and Van Dusen Rivers are under the red flag warning as well. High winds, low humidity, and extremely dry conditions have created critical fire danger in the region. The city of Arcata is already benefiting from the passage of Measure I, the energy tax on households using excessive amounts of electricity. The city has seen a significant decrease in the number of residences consuming high levels of energy and has received thousands of dollars of tax revenue. Due to the current success of Arcata's energy tax, other cities may be considering implementing similar measures. However, City Manager Randy Mendoza advises those cities to conduct additional research.
I think that they're not quite there yet to be able to look at that crystal ball because they need to get that information from PG&E to see how many sectors of their cities or of the county are lit up excess of 600% of baseline. So once they have that information, they can have an idea, I think, a better idea whether it's worth it or not.
Mendoza went on to outline the steps the city must take in order to employ the measure.
One, you have to have an election because it's a tax. The voters have to approve it. And then once you get through that, then you're going to have to, when I say you know, whether it's Eureka or the county or Ukiah or whatever city is doing it, they're going to have to arm wrestle the PG&E attorneys through a contract. And that's when you're going to find out what those costs are going to be.
Additionally, cities would have to take into account the cost of executing a comparable energy tax, including the software involved in identifying excessive energy users. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University students can save money on their tuition by applying for California's new middle-class scholarship. The scholarship program was instituted in 2012 after the legislature passed AB 1500, which closes corporate tax loopholes and uses the money to fund the middle-class scholarship program, available to students from families who earn less than $150,000 per year. The scholarship will allow students to save 10 to 40% on their tuition based on their family's income. The deadline to apply for the scholarship is March 2nd and can be done while applying for federal financial aid. For more information, contact HSU's financial aid office. And the Coast Guard has called in a maritime salvage crew to remove the sunken fishing vessel Joe Marie from the Chetco River Channel. The 62-foot fishing boat was hit by high waves while entering the channel on Monday night and sank. Salvage work was interrupted on Thursday as divers were pulled from the water due to dangerous tides in the channel. The divers were placing airbags in the ship's hull, which will be inflated to float the boat to the surface where a crane will move it to dock. The work is scheduled to resume this morning, and other fishing vessels are able to leave and enter the port. The Daily Triplicate reports a sad note, however. The body of a dog that went missing during the rescue operation has been recovered. Zaina the dog belonged to the boat captain and slipped into the water during the rescue while crews battled 9-foot waves. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.